top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to you.
Can sip with us. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. What are you sipping?
What are we not sipping on?
I know.
Today?
Well, I haven't sipped on anything yet. But guys, we're Starbucks fall drinks are here. And it feels like weird.
What?
That it's fall and it's August, know. You know?
I know. I don't like it.
I know. We're not ready. But we
like
said
it.
We'll take one for the team. We try to do this every year where we sample the seasonal drinks.
Yes.
Sometimes we're a little late on the uptake and everyone's probably like, we've already sipped these. They've been out for 14 years. And we're like, oh, sorry. But they just released yesterday
so
as we're recording
like break, this is hot.
Breaking hot off the press.
Yes.
So we, of course, had to, pumpkin spice is back. I'm not a PSL kind of girly.
Right.
But you guys know our signature pod drink is the iced espresso, mm-hmm. extra ice, light water in a venti cup, pumpkin cream cold foam with a sprinkle of cinnamon on top.
Oh.
You did the real thing. I ended up doing, I ordered a tall, but in a grande cup. I did like the,
oh, that's fine.
You know,
but you got the
thing.
Drink.
I got the drink. Well, yeah,
I
because
suppose
so
I
then
didn't
we got
need.
Four drinks. And so I was like, maybe I'll just do a smaller size of this, you know?
Yeah, that was probably wise. I also am in one of those stages where our refrigerator is extra full. Mm. I'm not in the stage. My refrigerator is in the stage where I can't pack a single other thing
not
in there.
A
we still
other
have
thing.
Like a birthday cake. We,
oh, yeah.
You know, we've
and
got
those big old
we've been
boxes,
like actually
yeah.
cooking dinners this week.
Nice.
And so, Whew. So there's like containers of
yep,
leftovers,
yep, yep.
big containers. We got our fruits. We've got Costco size
you know
pickled
what?
Asparagus in there.
As
and it's
you're
cramped.
Saying, yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, I need to do the pickled asparagus. Didn't you say that that's like your first thing you have every morning before you eat or something? I saw you get your veggies in.
I had a stretch where that was the very first thing I ate. And that is actually when I was pregnant. And for those of you who are new here, I feel like I always say, I don't know why I made that voice, but like, I feel redundant. Those of you who are new welcome. No, but I feel like I've said this a billion
well, I'm
times.
I'm sure you're very popular.
When I was pregnant with Ellie, I had gestational diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
And so my body was really sensitive in the mornings, and I read Glucose Goddess's book, who I love. And one of the things she said is have in the morning, you could try having like veggie starters or apple cider vinegar or like some kind of vinegar in the morning. So it's like, oh, a pickled veggie.
That's perfect. That's a two for one.
Great.
A vinegar and a veggie? Get out of here.
And what's wild is after, because it kind of sounds gross, but after having it for a while, it's almost like a pregnant woman and pickles. It was kind of that thing where it actually sounded, it started
it
being
like
really nice in the morning. And then I kind of forgot about them. You know how you go in waves of life.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about them. And then I was talking to a friend the other day. They said, oh, I love those pickled asparagus from Costco that you recommended.
Mm.
Well, shit, I still have those.
Well,
and they last
shit.
For 500 years.
Yeah.
You know, things that are pickled. All this is to say, my plan for this was whatever I don't drink, I'll put in the fridge. Well,
oh, yeah.
That's, I don't think that's an option.
Mm-hmm. Famous
I don't think
words.
That's an option. So I've got the big old venti, but so we ordered one of all of the major players for the fall lineup at Starbucks.
Yes. Yeah.
And we also ordered our signature drink because our signature drink is the gold standard for fall.
Right.
And my text to you verbatim today, Ash.
Yeah.
I'll just read it for the group. Was because we were saying, you know, what should we get? What should we try? I said, the question. Which we already know the answer.
Uh-huh.
Or
right.
so we think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
anything hold court with the pod signature? If the answer to that somehow is a yes, that's a big effing deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I wrote. So, so I've been just sipping on this because we have our measuring stick of success. And I'm getting reacclimated with my darling here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's quite
and
nice.
And is it? It's been a year or whatever.
So good.
Yeah.
Take your first sip.
Okay. Well, I did. I already did. So we've got that. Do we need to say what it is? Or do we just say, if you don't know, then fuck off?
Okay. So it's iced espresso. Doppio espresso double shot in a venti cup. Extra ice, light water, pumpkin cold foam, cinnamon powder on top. Mm-hmm. There you have it.
Yeah.
That's going to come in at a reasonable price point too.
Yeah.
Even these tall.
Oh God. It was $32 or something for this.
Yes. And granted, we did order four drinks, yeah. But this is probably the cheapest. And it's a whole lot of drink. Our
a big
our
bang signature. For your buck there. Yeah.
And it's like $5.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I was telling Colleen, I'm coming in frazzled because I'm doing this thing, which actually I think was going to be my rave today, but I've decided I'm going to walk 10,000 steps a day.
Okay. Yep.
Like in with intention, like focus. And I'm doing 14 days. Let me just see. Right. So I was trying to get my steps in, but my back is still feeling kind of wackadoods. So I'm walking very slow on the treadmill today. Yep. So I wanted to stretch as long as I could. So I said, okay, either I could have the coffees delivered. I said, no. Just place your order and then you'll just go pick them up. Place them in the drive-thru. So then I get to the Starbucks and there's a line in the drive-thru about four cars deep or something. I'm like, okay, but I still have time. I wait in the line. Okay. I wait in the line. I get to the window. I say, you pick a mobile order for Ashley or whatever. I get to the, because you tell them I got a mobile order, whatever. And they said, okay, great. See you at the window. Then I go up to the window and they said, we don't have your, what was that order? And then I looked it up and I was at the wrong freaking Starbucks. So then I had to, there's street lights, you know, and I'm like stopping. It's always when you're in a rush, you got the light. So I text Colleen because Colleen's bouncing today. She's got lots of things going on, lots of irons in the fire. And so I'm like, call, I'm late. And then I thought, if you don't shut the fuck up and simmer, Ashley, you're going to get out of your car. You're going to walk into the house and you're going to trip and drop all these coffees everywhere. You need to get it together. You need to get it together. You know what I mean? Because I was feeling like...
I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also thought, this is my standard feeling. All of the time, I'm just like, I am always pushing the time. Always.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can... Like, if you give me 60 seconds, I go, I have about 80 seconds. You know what I mean? Like I just kind of stretch it a little.
Yeah.
And then I end up feeling like anxious and stressed. And I don't mind it when it's just me because it's like, that's fine. But when it affects other people, then I'm like, shit.
Dang.
And also I'm probably not going to change, you know?
No.
Like it's just, I'm just going to continue to be a psychopath.
There are two things on Patreon.
Yeah.
Well, two things I meant to ask you on Patreon that I did not.
Yeah.
One, you got a new tattoo and I saw it on stories. I commented on it. How's that healing up? How is the pain level on that compared to the others?
That was barely anything. I just got these little, my kids constellations or something. I've never seen these kinds of constellations before. Cause normally they're like weird shapes, you know, this is just various star patterns. So I did that on my little collarbone. I think I told you, did I tell you? I showed her a picture of our clinking glasses for our logo. And she asked me to send it to her. She's going to draw something up because I want to do that next. But this one's healing fine. Didn't hurt at all. Yeah. Took all of 15 minutes probably.
Great.
It was easy. It was lovely. Great. I feel like I'm just going to become a tattooed
gal.
Lady. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is though, as I remember years and years and years ago, you saying, you're like, I could see myself with like a sleeve.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like you've always, like, always. I think not that I would be, because tattoos are not a bad thing. They're a great thing. But I think if it fell out of nowhere, I'd be like, Ash, are you good?
Whoa, are you having a midlife crisis?
Yeah. I think I'd be like a little like, hey, you know, because they say like sudden style changes with people can be like an indicator of like something major.
Whoa, they are manic. Yeah, what's going on here?
But you've talked about this for years and years and years.
Yeah. And the thing about sleeves, I still think they're beautiful. I actually didn't use, they call it like scrapbook arms now, where it's just random kind of random pictures of things or words or whatever, just random tattoos. And I didn't used to like them because I liked the very cohesive look of a sleeve, but I don't appreciate tattoos enough to spend the money on what a sleeve would cost. I mean, people are walking around with thousands of dollars on their body and I don't like them enough to spend that kind of money on that. But these little fine line tattoos, they're like $80. And then I can just decide how, whatever, here and there, whatever. And now I actually much prefer the scrapbooking look over the full artistic design sleeve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
So now I'm really having a lot of fun with it.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I have all kinds of ideas of what I want to do. Okay, that was question one. Did you have another question?
I did.
What?
How's your H. pylori?
Don't know. I stopped all treatment for it. I was talking to my nutritionist about it, and the side effects for me with the die-off symptoms, I guess is what she thinks it was, with the natural protocol, were just pretty miserable. I had extreme bloat, even just drinking water was super uncomfortable. And also I felt like kind of depressed and really tired. Mm-hmm. And those are all signs of like die-off symptoms. And so I reached out. Well, then I went to the doctor to try to get antibiotics, and they said, we won't prescribe you those. And I said, you hand them out like candy, but now you won't. Okay, fine. So I reached out to my naturopath, and I'm meeting with her on Tuesday, and I sent her my GI map, and she said, normally I do this triple treatment, whatever. So I think I'll start antibiotics and whatever the other protocol is mm-hmm. next week. So right now it's funny because when I don't treat it, I have really no symptoms. Like people are probably walking around with H. pylori and just don't, because I was talking to someone about this. Like how I wouldn't have, we only tested my gut because to see how can, like I had that candida thing mm-hmm. last year to see if we'd taken care of it and if it was still a problem. That's the only, I didn't really have symptoms. I had sugar cravings, but that's it. So I don't know that I ever would have caught it because I feel fine. And if you don't treat H. pylori, it can cause all kinds of things like ulcers, colon cancer. Like it can wreak havoc on you. So it's like really important that you treat it. But I feel like people are walking around and they don't know they have it.
I could have it right now.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what she says. But right now I feel great. I feel
good.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
All right.
Should we get to our drinks?
Yeah. Let's get to our drinks. So we've already sipped our standby.
The gold standard.
What's new so far, and maybe there's more to come, I don't know, but it's an apple crisp thing. Mm-hmm. So they've got an apple crisp non-dairy chai, an apple crisp oat milk macchiato. That one's hot. Mm-hmm. And then they have the apple crisp shaken espresso.
Okay.
So we got those three.
Cold.
Okay.
And then go hot.
Do we do? I feel like the shaken espresso is going to be like the lighter in flavor of the two.
Go light and then go.
And then jump to chai.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm mixing it up because they had settled.
How did you get yours? Did you go get them or did Chris go get them?
Chris helped me.
That's nice. I should have outsourced to John. You Chris made it. I should have John made it.
Chris made it. He offered. He was like, hey, would it be helpful if? And I was like, actually?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So my shaken
apple. Also good for you for doing that. Is that growth? Leaning, asking for help?
Well,
or at least accepting help when you.
I don't, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, whatever. Right. Kudos to you. Okay, here we go.
So that's the shaken apple espresso.
Don't like it. Tastes like Apple Jacks to me. Ew, I don't like that apple. It tastes like Apple Jacks cereal in a coffee. I love apple flavored things, but not this.
So if you like Apple Jacks flavored cereal, you will like this because I do agree with you. I like the beginning of it quite a lot. First, I was like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. But then that lingering.
It's the back end of it.
It's the back end.
The back end.
It takes you on a journey, but then
the flavor tail.
The car crashes. It's that chalky.
Mm.
There's like something chalky at the end. Do you taste that?
I don't taste chalky. No.
It's like.
I just taste what is like chemicals. Maybe all I can imagine it to be chemical. Like this is no way there's a natural flavor here.
In the beginning, it tastes more coffee forward.
Yes. Right? When it's in your mouth, delicious. Mm-hmm. When you swallow it, not so much. When it leaves your mouth, what it leaves you with is not going to work for me.
I don't think that's a slam dunk.
No, it's not.
The end of that back half is really strong, not good aftertaste. It tastes cheap.
It does taste cheap. Yeah.
Like a lot of like that artificial type. When you say chemicals, it's like, yeah. to me, it's like, it's, I get that chalk and I think it might just be oat milk flavor.
Yeah. yeah.
But it also tastes like, we had some cheap flavors in there or something. Uh-huh. Like uh-huh. that artificial flavor type.
It is very artificially. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be a yes for me.
No.
I am excited about this chai one.
Okay.
Are you excited?
It definitely is nowhere near our standard.
Not even close. Not even close. Kick rocks.
Okay. So this is the apple.
Oh, I think they're all going to taste like this because when you smell it, it just smells like that Apple Jacks. Oh, okay. Actually, I like this one way better. This tastes like a diabetes. Doesn't so it sweet. Not? It's so sweet.
But it is good.
But it's delicious. This tastes like actually, like it could be like melted apple crumble ice cream.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the ice cream has been on the crumble for mm-hmm. a solid five.
Yeah.
And then you're taking melted. That mm-hmm. part of the bottom yeah. of the bowl.
Yes. Right. That's what this tastes like. Really, so it's very good.
The middle journey is really chai-y, and I like it a lot. Like, really,
the middle journey.
Don't you think?
Yeah. No,
you taste it, journey. You're like, whoa, that's sweet. And then the spice really hits you.
Yes. Yes. I would order this again, but it would be a treat. A treat. And I feel like this is like
apple crumble. You nailed it.
Well, I don't know if I nailed it. That's what they named it. You know, it's apple crisp. So, you know, but
I give credit where credit's due. Yeah.
But this is what you would in a warm this situation.
Tastes like an apple crisp.
You have nailed it, Ashley. Wow. You pulled that out of the stratosphere.
Starbucks, are you hearing this?
Are you hire this girl? She nailed it on the tongue. But I think I'd like to try this in a warm situation at a pumpkin patch, like on a cold fall day, special Ooh. Day, you go to the pumpkin patch, you're sipping it while your kids, you think it's going to be a lot of fun, but then your kids end up melting down and then you just say, well, at least I've got this beverage.
And then you can't really drink it though, because then you got to pick up the pumpkin
and then you're carrying crying
then,
kids around. And
yeah. And then it's like, where can this fit in the wheelbarrow? Right. But it won't.
Yeah, right. So that's it. That's this kind of magic. That's what this has got going
magic.
For it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's really, really sweet. Like it. I do think it's a little, I don't think I would order this again, actually.
Yeah,
like it's just too sweet. But man, it is good.
But I also, I think I eat more sweets than you do. Like your palate is probably not as used to blasting itself with sugar flavors as mine is. You know what I mean? Because you're pretty conscious of it. And I try to be, but then I say, give me it. Roll me in sugar. Give me it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just took a sip of our standard.
Just to ground yourself.
Right after. And it tastes like water compared to that. And it doesn't. It's just going from the one to the one.
Oh, yeah.
Like I taste mm-hmm. nothing because of mm-hmm. after what we've just, what my brain after what just we've just fired
put
up with.
Our tongues through.
Like,
yeah.
It's that thing where you like, what is it when you're drinking wine and then you have your palate cleanser? This
yeah.
This is like become a little cleanser. Bit of a palate cleanser here.
Yeah. Right. Why is yours so much lighter than, maybe you had more foam. Maybe they didn't give me as much foam
as
I
deserved. Is it lighter?
Doesn't it look like it's lighter?
Not to me.
Okay. Well.
Mm, all right.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay. Final mm-hmm. hot one. Apple crisp oatmeal. oat milk. What's it called? Maca. It just says MAC. What are those called? Macchiatos.
Macchiato. So macchiato is espresso and milk milk first, and then you put the espresso on top.
Oh, is it?
It's the same as a latte.
I feel like in college, caramel macchiatos were your drink.
Oh, they were.
I feel like you introduced me to caramel macchiatos.
In fact, if I were to go have a treat for the pumpkin patch, like one that really sounds good to me, I'd hit that caramel macchiato.
Yeah.
It's still very fally, but yes. It's got just a nice balance of the espresso. Yeah. It's just like a really nice.
Do they put caramel drizzle on this?
Oh, let's see.
The caramel drizzle. Mine is melted if it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't see any. Mine must have melted too. If there All was.
Because right. in the picture it says that there is.
It kind of
fine.
Tastes like a milky apple cider. I mean, I know that's what it is, but it's a milky apple cider.
Yeah.
It's a creamy, warm apple cider.
I think the answer is none of these things are worth your money.
Because they're a lot of money.
They're a lot of money. And I don't think they're that good. Any of them. You know?
I know.
They're not
what
even...
What would it take to wow? I feel like they have to get a little more creative. People love fall drinks, apple ciders. It's like, okay, maybe do one of these apple ciders. For the if I were the Starbucks lineup people, I would say do one of these. And then let's get a little more innovative here.
Some variety.
Things that are a little more interesting. And I don't know what that is, but these just feel a little boring.
You know what I think about a lot? Is when decisions are being made at companies, what that room was like. So like I thought about this a lot with, I think the last time that I feel like I thought about this, but I think about it all of the time. The Olympics closing ceremonies and the execution of that, I thought, how did this come to be? Who's sitting around a table and then someone has this idea of like, oh, what if we were on the beach? We're on the beach in Cal. We do like the Hollywood. Okay. What if we made it Hollywood and we get Tom Cruise, right? Where does that, how does it, the end point is Tom Cruise is bungee jumping or whatever the hell that zip lining from the top of the stadium in Paris down to the floor, handing the flag to Simone, or no, Simone's handing it to him. Then we're going to put it on the back of a motorcycle. He's going to ride out of the stadium straight to an airplane. Then he's going to skydive out of a plane.
Yep.
He's going to land in Hollywood, go to the Hollywood Hills sign, turn it into the Olympic rings. And then he's going to hand it off to a runner who's going to hand it off to a biker who's then going to take it to the beach in Long Beach. And we're going to have Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and we're going to green screen the whole thing. We're going to make it look beautiful because everybody knows if you've been to the Long Beach shores, it doesn't look like that. And then we're going to have about only 200 people. We're not going to make it look like anyone wants to be here. We're just going to have a pretty sparse looking crowd. And then we're going to bring in Snoop Dogg and we're going to have a girl twerking next to him. And we're going to say, this is America. Come on to the Olympic, right? But I think about that all the time. Like that started at a boardroom table, probably, you know, and how many people, right? And you're like brainstorm. And so I'm thinking at the Starbucks HQ, someone says what, but who's in charge of it? You're bringing it and you say, we haven't done apple crisp. Let's do that. And then they sit there. There's got to be a bunch of ideas. And then people toss them out and they say, X-nay, X-nay, X-nay. And then they probably have a tasting panel.
Sure.
And this is the best that they've come up with.
Yeah.
And then the heads have the powers that be. They say, this is it. This is going to be our home run for the fall.
For fall?
Were they sleeping?
Was this really like Apple was their star this year?
Well, that's what it says in their app.
Yeah.
On the day that Pumpkin Spice was released, they released these Apple Crisps. You know? And I feel like last year they didn't do anything miraculous either.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fully remember what we tried, but I remember not being blown away by any of them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here we are. Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
You know something that will blow you away? BetterHelp. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Taking care of yourself is probably the most important thing you could do, right? And not just physically, mentally as well. Part of my self-care routine all of the time is checking in on my brain and making sure she's in a good place. And sometimes I need to outsource that. I need a little help. Therapy has been a game changer for me. What I love about BetterHelp is it's done all online, straight from home. You don't have to leave anywhere. You're going to go online, fill out a little quiz, talk about what it is that you're looking for, interested in. They'll give you some therapist recommendations. These are licensed professionals. And then you'll see their schedule. You can meet with them. If you don't vibe or your schedule doesn't align with theirs for whatever reason, you can switch therapists. No additional charge. Super easy to then find one that works for you. It is convenient. Flexible. You can make it suited to your schedule. And again, you don't have to leave home. I feel like sometimes finding a therapist can be so like, I think a lot of people are turned off by therapy because it's a lot of effort You got to get in your car, you drive to a place you don't know, and then the vibe is off and you're like, I'm never going there again. And then you try it again and it's like, maybe not good again. And then you just give up on therapy altogether. I love that you don't have to leave your house and you can try as many therapists as you want until you find one that works for you.
Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip.
Okay, I put a call out for some would you rathers.
And?
There are some interesting ones.
Okay.
Some challenging ones. Let's start here. Hold on, let me pull them up. Okay. The first one that caught my eye is live in Arizona summers all year or Oregon wet winters all year.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I feel like you have experienced both.
Right.
Whereas I have only experienced Oregon rain.
Yeah.
But I actually thought I was going to go one way, but now I'm going another. I thought I was going to say Oregon rain because it's actually raining today.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And I thought, this is nice. And I know we're about to get 90 degrees again. Like I see that in the 7-day forecast. So I know that there's sun on the other side.
Yeah.
But I do like getting cozy and hearing it. Mm-hmm. However, if it was rainy, during rainy season, there's breaks in it where you can still get out there. And like we find ourselves still outside a lot as long as it's not freezing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that said, at nighttime after the sun, like not the sun goes down, as long as it wasn't like, if the sun was setting a little, it still would just be brutally hot, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know this is actually super challenging for me too.
Because I'm trying to figure out like, what is the best, at which route do you go that gets you more outside time with kids? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when it's shady, like if you can find shade and pool, is it still just terrible?
If you have a pool, it's not bad. I think I would not mind it at all if I didn't have hair and eyelashes because I don't get in the pool that often. Or if I do, like I don't want to get my hair wet, whatever. But if I was a man and I could just like play with the kids and like, which listen, I know that I can do that now. I just don't want to have to do my hair all the time. And at the end of my life, am I going to care about it? No, I should have just been getting in the pool and making memories with the kids. But here we are. Okay. Because being in a pool, it's actually not bad at all. But I don't, like initially I was going to say Oregon rain because I'm in the middle of the summer right now and you just really don't go outside. Like I even just walking from my front door to my car, I was like, fuck, it's hot out here. And it's only 99 right now. Now it's 102, but like when it's 112, you know, and it gets down to 95 at night, it's pretty brutal. But the other thing that I will say, because the other thing I thought, if I'm in Oregon winters, like you can travel to somewhere sunny.
Right.
Okay. But the other thing that I will say is when I am inside, I'm cool in the air conditioning. And there is something about the vibes of sunshine. Like it sucks that I'm not really able to go outside. Although today I think we're going to do a pool party, but you're not really able to go outside, but at least it's like bright sun coming in instead of in Oregon. Dreary. I feel like, I just had like not a lot of motivation. It was a lot of just like cozying up. And I was in Oregon when I didn't have kids. I feel like it would be extra challenging. Mm-hmm. Because you do have to like get out or they go crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would shave my head and then it would just be like, I could just get wet all of the time. I don't know what the answer is to this.
Yeah, I don't know either. Nice. They stumped us. Really good. I think I'm still going to go Oregon rain.
Yeah.
Just to be cool. And we got umbrellas and raincoats. And there we have it. And we'll travel places.
Yeah.
You know, because I do get actually my rant this week and I'll just share it is getting really hot.
Yeah.
And I know really that there would be an air conditioning reprieve. But this week I was just like on the move going, whatever. And like inside, you know, when it just gets like there's a room in your house, it's just like stuffy. All of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I'm hot and stuffy.
I hate
it. It's really stuffy. And I go 0 to 60 on the stuffy.
Immediately.
Yes. And I think that would just be too hard on my, on me. So I'm going to go Oregon rain.
And I think I'm going to go Arizona summers.
But it's a hard, that was a tough one.
It is a tough one.
They're pretty neck and neck.
I think the Arizona summers for me is because of the sun shining in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when I went to Oregon, it was December a couple of years ago and it was rainy and gray and drizzly. And I was just thinking, I don't know that I could come back here.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I lived there and I didn't know any different, then it was fine. But I don't know. It's kind of a lose-lose either way.
Yeah.
Really. Okay. Would you rather only be able to speak in Taylor Swift lyrics, but never be able to listen, or only listen, for 2 years? Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay. Would you rather only be able to speak in Taylor Swift, because it's in two boxes. Would you rather only be able to speak in Taylor Swift lyrics, but never be able to listen to her for 2 years, or not be able to regulate the volume of your voice forever?
I need to be able to regulate my voice.
I need to be able to regulate my voice.
So I think that's the answer. I can do 2 years of almost anything. If I know there's an end.
It's, yeah.
And then you got, hey, a lot of catch up to do, because the amount of volume that she's like releasing new music with, it's like, all right, in 2 years, I'm going to have a hell of a time.
And I put up a reel yesterday about Taylor, and this one person commented and said, you're too obsessed, it's scary or something like that. And I said, who's afraid of little old me? You should be. And then I thought, I'm just going to reply to every single comment in a Taylor Swift lyric. And I thought, this is so fun.
Did she know that lyric?
I don't know. I thought this is probably, she's going to take it as a threat. She's going to take it as a threat. And I thought, if I get sued or whatever she's going to do, she's going to take it to a lawyer and I'm going to say, this is a Taylor Swift lyric. And then the judge is going to say, case dismissed.
Case dismissed. Throw it out.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I thought about that. I thought, is this a little too, I don't know if she knows the lyric, but anyway, the point of that is I started speaking in Taylor Swift lyrics yesterday and it was quite a fun little challenge.
That's
so if you're saying for 2 years, all I can do is speak in Taylor Swift lyrics, I think I would have a
challenge
heyday with that. Yeah. I think that would be a good
Let's
time.
Let's just do that for funsies.
And I'd be inside joking myself. I'd be like, people would look at me like I was crazy and I would be laughing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd say, I'm taking it all the way to the bank. Yeah. So we need to regulate our volume. I'll just listen.
Like, what if you couldn't regulate your volume?
I don't know.
Like, our podcast would just be.
It'd just be massively, oh my God, the editor would have his work cut out for.
We'd go
we wouldn't
bankrupt.
Be able to have it.
No, it'd be too expensive.
We wouldn't be able to, and people wouldn't listen.
No.
It'd be too obnoxious.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
There we go. That was actually not too hard of a challenge. Would you rather have 6 foot long eyelashes or 6 foot long nose hairs?
Oh, man. That's a lot of trimming either way.
It's a lot of trimming either way.
I feel more comfortable. The question, therefore, is, do you feel like which do you want to trim?
Yeah.
And I think a little nose trim seems really easy.
Easy.
Just don't guys even have like little.
Yeah.
They like make little things that you can
just
stick
in your
nose.
Yeah, they make a thing that you just trim. Yeah.
Whereas my eyelashes, that's a lot to make sure it's even, unless there was like one sort of clipping device. And granted, it'd be kind of nice because you could grow them out kind of long if they're
up to
able
the top of her forehead. Yeah. You've grown out way long.
I mean, you have that length there.
Like Daffy Duck. Kind of for free.
And you could then it's like you're just keeping them trimmed. But I'd imagine that's a lot more of an upkeep.
And also, I feel like it could impact vision.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
mm-hmm,
or lot. I was thinking, do I put them in a top knot? Do I do little top knots on my eyes? You know what I mean?
Little clips back
little
into
clips,
your hair.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That would be cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be cute. But I think I'm still going 6 foot long nose hairs. Because they just do seem easier to manage.
If it's
imagine
a daily
braiding,
thing, that's okay.
I could braid my nose hairs.
That'd be nice. You could clip those back too.
You could tuck those right back behind your ears. Yeah. And then I can still see okay.
You know what would be cool? You know those people You know those people who have those, like, they do, they're like necklaces to hold your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You could just create, like, you could tie your little glasses to them.
Absolutely.
And then
yeah. And you would still need, you would still need to trim them because 6 feet is a lot of feet.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's taller than John. Uh-huh. You know, taller than, or not taller than John. That's about as, whatever. John 6'4". What's Chris? 6'1". So it's like,
yeah.
There, our nose hair would be as long as our husband's. That seems excessive. So you'd still have to trim them, even if they're glasses holders.
Yeah. Yep.
But I think that's fine.
I think so too.
I'd take it. Would you rather smell like your best friend's fart 24/7 or always have a booger hanging out of your nose?
No, this is a really terrible one. This is a really terrible
one.
I guess I'm going booger so I can have a nose hat on. I'll just have to cover up my nose because
our nose is getting hammered right now
all day.
Have you smelled my farts?
I think we've smelled each other's farts.
Can you remember the smell of my fart?
At anybody's fart. It could be you or anybody. I don't want to smell like a fart all day. Like, it's not your farts.
Okay.
It's
but
anybody's
you
farts.
You want to have a booger hanging out of your nose.
No, I don't. And I also don't want to smell like a fart. I don't want to have a booger hanging out of my nose. Yes, that's I really want that. Like, what route are you going? Because you have to pick one, and there's no, the only workaround I can think of is a nose hat.
God. Okay. Well,
because you
thing
can't perfume
is,
cover a fart aura.
A booger really grosses me out. When I see someone with a booger in their nose,
I know.
I think that's gross. Even though they're very natural, they're like normal thing, whatever.
I
it's our
really
body doing what our bodies
do. I don't like
do.
It either.
It really grosses me out. And like some farts aren't awful.
Yes, they are.
Most of them are, okay, but sometimes it just smells like beef jerky or something.
Awful fart.
Oh, okay.
This has to be an awful fart.
Okay, well then it has to be an awful booger. It's huge and bloody and wet. It's not dry.
And just dangling in that 6 foot nose hair.
I can't.
Because, like, okay, you're going to a favorite things party with a bunch of people you're trying to meet for the first time and you walk in smelling like a fart.
Or you have a massive bloody, snotty booger. Say goodbye. To, she may as well said, do you want to have any friends again ever?
Yeah,
because or do you just want to try again in the next life, you know?
Okay, but maybe if that's the case, if we lose all friends and we don't have a social life, and then we're just thinking about being in the walls of our home, maybe you go fart because
I go fart.
Might, maybe
it's
people get used to the smell when they live
during
with
COVID.
You.
During COVID, you had no idea what I smelled like. But right. I saw you all the time because I was seeing you on a screen.
And then
most
even,
people that follow us, they don't know. They're never going to see us in person. They will never know what we smell like. We could smell awful now.
We could move to like an island
or
somewhere with like a lot of outdoor.
Yeah. You know what? Matthew McConaughey doesn't wear deodorant and neither does Kate Hudson. And they, that set of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days probably reeked. No one was the wiser. But if they had bloody snotty, you couldn't have marketed the film.
Okay. Maybe we go fart and then
I think
knowing that
fart.
Either way, it's a life impact.
Either way, it's a pretty big life impact.
But we could still make a good life.
We can still make a good life. Smelling
as
like
fart farts. Friends.
Yeah, fart friends. I think we've really come
we
out
found
ahead
our way.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We found our way. Whew. Okay. All right.
I think you were upset with me choosing booger because then you would have to look at me with a booger all the time.
I can't. But I don't care if you smell. I don't know right now.
Like you were
you could be
with,
smelling right now.
Yeah. No.
This is going to ruin my life. It's gonna and also there's perfume, there's laundry to try. There's all kinds of things that could kind of like.
I think living outside
soften
is a
the
nice
blow.
Thing.
Living outside is a nice thing.
A lot of camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. A lot of camping. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we just become homeless.
Right.
Tents. Camping.
Fine.
Okay. Live forever or choose when you die. Scratch that. Let's not do that one. Because we only have time for one more. Would you rather have a head the size of a tiny grapefruit or a large watermelon? I think I'd rather have a large watermelon.
Large watermelon.
I think large watermelon.
I think that's nice. You know?
Yeah. I've seen people with big heads.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the tiny, tiny grapefruit, I think no thanks.
No.
Beetlejuice or whatever that is.
Yeah. And then we think about the nose hair. We got the nose hair going on.
Oh, geez. And
the fart smell.
Only speaking in Taylor Swift lyrics.
But a
lyrics.
Big smile.
But a big old smile. It's huge.
Huge
and,
eyes.
And happy. Also, anyone that talks shit to us or about us, they're too afraid.
Because we're like watermelon them. Heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that to my face.
Yeah.
And then I go, gone.
Good.
You're done.
I'm going to crunch you up.
I will crunch you up and spit you out.
Yeah.
All right.
Nailed it. Let's bring it home with a little rant. Wait. And what?
Oh, Patreon. All right. Let's bring land the bird. Let's land the bird.
I already did my rant. What's yours?
Did you do a rant or a rave?
Stuffy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, being stuffy.
Stuffy.
I have a couple rants. I actually struggled to come up with raves this week because my raves are kind of just the same.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like a specific thing this week, but whatever. Okay. My rant is I got a massage this week.
Nice.
And you know when you get a massage and you got a knot in your back?
Yes.
And they're working on it and they go slow and it keeps just slipping off. They slip off the knot over and over and over. And I hate that feeling.
Yes.
I hate, like, makes me kind of cringe.
Yes.
When they're like, they're massaging and then slip. And I just want that thing to broke. I don't know what it is. It kind of reminds me of that. This is completely wild. Okay. Comparison. But when you're getting your nails done and they're doing the removal and they're like scraping the gel off your nail, it's like that. I don't know. It's like nails on a chalkboard kind of thing.
Okay. Yes.
I hate the, so I have a lot of knots in my shoulders pretty much all of the time. And it's a lot of slipping. And I think I almost would rather them just not even try to massage it and just massage other things around it.
Yes.
Because I don't like the way it feels.
No, I don't either.
It just makes me, okay. Second thing. Cracking your phone screen.
Oh.
I dropped my phone a couple months ago. It's been cracked ever since. And then I dropped it again. And now it just keeps cracking and cracking more. But I don't want to go get it done because it's annoying to have to go get it swapped
cracked
out.
Screen, cracked screen. Cracked window in the car.
Cracked like window in the
cracked
car.
Cracked glass of any
cracked
kind.
Cracked glass in general.
There was a, this was years ago. I bought my new car. I love it. I have the side mirror. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, it's cracked.
Oh.
And it's no longer under the warranty to go get fixed.
Yeah.
And the thing about things is that just little crack to get a new side window, a little piece of glass, so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive to the point I have not gotten it fixed. And every it's time like, I look at it, I'm mad.
I hate it. Yeah.
It's just
it's
so
a
annoying.
Side window?
You know, the side window.
The mirror.
The side mirror.
Mirror. How you out of nowhere?
Yes.
Someone maybe when you were parked somewhere or something.
Maybe.
Like backed into it or something.
But it's just because of that, my car has never quite felt new.
No.
And it wasn't. Yeah. I bought a used car, but like still it was new to me.
Right.
It's just annoying.
How much is it to replace
hundreds
that?
Hundreds of dollars.
Okay, Colleen, that's fine. Just go get it replaced.
No, I refuse. Yes.
Oh,
let
okay.
me text Chris.
Yeah, tell him
he'll
to.
Know.
He's photographer and now he's gonna
he
be
he won't even get it fixed he how much would it cost to
good.
Get
yeah the mirror replaced
side mirror replaced
but you're gonna have that car for are you gonna have that car for a long time mm-hmm. just replace it
okay
is it hundreds or thousands okay well thousands is annoying but hundreds
I don't
let's
know
see what he says
it's crazy. But anyway, okay. cracked iPhone. Ugh.
Yeah, because cracked iPhone screen, that's like $100
yes.
or whatever. But it's to me, it's the timing of it and it's the principle of it. Why don't you make these things indestructible? Why are people drop their phones every fucking day? Why is this my problem?
Right.
Apple.
Come on.
You know? Come on, Apple. Okay, rave. What's your rave?
My rave is a show that we're watching right now. That I love. You might have already seen it because it's been out for a while.
Okay.
Have I talked about America's Sweethearts here?
No. I've been needing a show.
Oh, you'll love this one. You'll love this. It's on Netflix.
America's Sweethearts.
It's called America's Sweethearts. And it's about the Dallas Cowboy
oh,
dance
okay.
team.
I don't know if I'll love that one.
The cheerleader.
Yeah.
It's why? Why wouldn't you love it?
I did turn it on and I watched the... Well, the reason I turned it on... So I remember it was like Dallas Cowboys Cheerleader years ago. It was like a show and I used to watch it. I was very into it back then. It came up on social media recently in the last couple of months where people were talking about what a travesty it is, especially like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, because they are like a hallmark. Not every NFL team has cheerleaders anymore, but it's a standard. It's like the high, being in Dallas, it's the highest form of cheerleading you can get to. And these people can't even afford, they're like living in houses with four other people working multiple jobs, but they can't really work multiple jobs because of the commitment to being. So it pisses me off on principle. I'm pissed off that they pay their players. And I know people are not buying tickets to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like the girls are not bringing in money. I get that. But I think it's disgusting that is a multi-billion dollar organization and they can't pay this classic like staple of your brand a living wage. It drives me crazy. So then I just don't even want to support the show because I'm like, this is so unfair.
I Googled it. How much do they make?
Yeah.
Just because, and I don't think it's a full-time job, to be fair. Like, it's like, I totally agree.
But during the season, they don't have a lot of time outside of it, like practices and stuff, to have another job.
So they, a lot of them work. Yes. I'm not defending it. It, when I saw that, and like, they cover it in one of like the first couple episodes, and I was like, no way. And I Googled it, and they are, it's like 75,000 per person.
Okay.
So it's not nothing. That's not nothing.
And that's more than I thought that they were making.
And they are also the highest paid comparatively to like any other team. So like a lot of teams who have cheerleaders like 13,000 a year, 20,000 a year or something. But they also can kind of pick up, like it's an opportunity. A lot of them are like Instagram
influencers. That's true. Like 75 is a lot. That's double what I was thinking it was going to be.
Me too.
Okay.
Me
that
too.
Makes
and
me
I don't
feel
know if
better.
They all get paid that much or if it's like they're 4-year veterans or 3-year veterans maybe get paid more and the rookie you earn like each year maybe you get paid more or something.
Yeah.
But it's a great show. America's Sweethearts. It's like the perfect show at the end of the day just to turn on and it has just a little bit of meat on the bones but it's not like crazy.
Yeah.
But man, it's just like entertaining. I
Does
love
Chris
it.
Like it?
Yes.
Or is it a girl show?
Yeah,
Chris
no,
too.
It's like a little like documentary type.
Okay. Yeah. Also, it's Hard great. Knocks is out. It's the Chicago Bears.
Oh, nice.
If anyone's interested in that. My rave. So guys, I did it again. I think I told you months ago. I've been crushing candy as if that's my full-time job.
Yeah.
I finally was just like, why am I doing this? It's just like, it's like an addiction where you're excited to do it. And so you do it and you think it feels good, but then you're left feeling not good after. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and I was doing that and I thought, well, actually, I really do enjoy it. But then I don't because it would suck me in and I wouldn't be getting da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah, as any bad addiction is, right? I started swapping that out with walking. So I said this, as I talked about at the top of the show, decided to walk 10,000 steps a day. And I thought, well, I could crush candy while I'm on there, but I don't want to crush candy anymore. I just feel like it's not... So anyway, I deleted it off my phone. And I was spending money on it. And I thought this, I don't know that this is it really adding value to my life?
Sure.
And so the rave is calling yourself out on shit.
Yes.
And like really looking at habits that we've created that are not serving us that seem like, oh, I enjoy doing it, but you don't. And it's also like, I would get so curious with my brain because I would notice like I craved it. And then that's why they make it so addictive because then you're
designed.
Spending money on there.
Yes.
And they give you tons of, I feel like they would feed me like, oh, you just got this bonus of here's 30 minutes of unlimited play or 30 minutes of this special color bomb or 60 minutes, whatever. And so then it keeps you on the app a lot. It's like, okay, well, I'll only play for this. But then they give you another 30 minutes as it's ending or 60 minutes or whatever. Or they have these other things that, and so you're just like constantly sucked in. And I haven't been reading books. I haven't been like doing, cleaning up. I haven't been like doing things that feel good. And so ultimately I was like, this just isn't something that I want to be doing. I don't think it's bringing me as much joy as my brain is telling me it is. Cause my brain is saying, this is a great place to get dopamine. Do it.
Yes.
But you know, so I'm feeling way better about, it's like free.
Good for
freedom, you know?
Good for you.
I know. Thanks.
You, that's the ultimate candy crush, to crush it.
I crushed it off of my phone. It. And I left. I had so many things. I had so many free lives and so many color bombs and jellyfish and all the, you know, party smashers. I had all the things. And I said,
goodbye.
See you later.
Forever.
See you later.
It's too bad when a player exits that it's not like Hunger Games where they like your little face like comes up in the sky and then someone else can take all the treasures.
That would be nice. That would
some random player. It's like, boom, here's Ashley's loot.
Here's the gift. Yeah. I would have felt better about that. But anyway, I still feel better about
you just won.
Not doing it. I won. You won. I won. All right. Well, that's it.
We love you all. She wrote.
This one flew by.
Tell your friends.
Rate. Give us a 5-star. Slam it.
You can sip with us.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.